Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He gets broken up with a chick that he lived with for years. They had dogs together. She breaks up with him, and then we start dating. What the fuck do you think I am now?
Pretty good move.
I'm like, you're telling me these stories.
Baby, you're a chess piece.
It's like I'm a cow, and you're telling me about how you slaughtered all the other cows, and you're like, hey, good in this trailer. Like, just no, get in this trailer.
You know what you were? I thought you were a pawn, but you turned out to be a queen. And how's about that?
Mark, cut that.
And welcome to the Shit What That They Do Not Tell You About podcast.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
My name,
I'm Nikki Limo.
Is the Iceman, a.k.a. Crypto King.
That's
AKA,
why he's dressed in all white, because he's the Iceman.
Yes. Well, and the Crypto King.
When ice gets like, it's like freezer burned and then like it's white.
No, it's not like that. It's actually like the perfect amount of ice. So it's like, oh, that's a refreshing amount of ice.
Well, because then it'd be clear.
Those, you have to buy those trays and you have to do it like a specific way. It's a pain in the ass actually to get ice cubes clear. So nobody really wants it.
It is. It's a delicacy.
Yes, exactly.
You put it in your whiskey.
It's a pain in the absolute ass to do. Okay. Cloudy ice is fine. Everyone agrees.
Okay, cloudy ice,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen. Welcome
just
to the show.
The one gentleman.
Yeah.
That's welcome what
to,
he said.
Welcome to the
he
show.
Said the, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentleman, yeah. Welcome to the show. And also, it really helps the show out when you check us out on Patreon.
Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI.
You can get the show a day early. Mm-hmm. Also, I do Crypto Corner on there every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go deep on crypto. We go ham on crypto.
Today we had our monthly sticky stream. It's a live stream. We play a game. We find out who's the king or the queen of the stream. We won't say who it was this month.
It was me.
We did a free roll poker tournament. We do free roll poker tournaments, cash prizes every month. So come on down to patreon.com/sticky. And what is our topic today, Steven?
Okay, today we're talking about how Nikki's a bitch.
Oh, I love this topic.
And it's a call-in episode, and we have the lines
go
are loaded.
On.
The lines are loaded. Caller number one, you're on the air. Why is Nikki?
Is it my dad?
It's your dad. It is your dad. That would be fantastic.
I would love an episode like that. Tell me why I'm a bitch.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Okay. So we're doing Indeed, Am I the A-Hole, which is probably me and Nikki's favorite Reddit community.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic. These people all write in. And it's people who are searching for self-understanding.
Yeah.
Like,
I appreciate.
I do appreciate that, even if they're a total fucking douchebag.
Total asshole.
But the best part about Reddit is so unforgiving. They're like, you're an asshole, and also fuck you, and also delete your account.
That's why I try not to judge too hard, because
I know, it's tough.
The people are trying to be better people, and like, maybe they didn't provide enough context. Maybe they're actually a pretty decent person.
Exactly. Thank you, Nikki. Well put.
Yeah.
Nikki's reaching for a better world.
That being said, I'm probably going to judge the shit out of them.
Let's go. Okay. So you're going to like this one, right?
All right.
So am I the asshole for turning around and going home on the way to the airport for a girl's trip?
Wait. So she was going to go on a girl's trip?
Let me tell you.
Okay. Shit.
I, 23 female, was supposed to go on a girl's weekend trip to Spain with my longtime friend of almost 10 years.
A weekend trip? Is she already in Europe? Like, how do you just go for a weekend?
I have no idea.
Okay, anyway.
So, they were going, old-time friends, 10 years. Her other female friend, who she was excited to meet, was also coming along. They live in Germany.
But that makes sense.
But her and her friend live about 3.5 hours away from her, and I live closer to Frankfurt, which is also in Germany.
Okay, so the other two girls live...
Yeah, it's a big country. They decided that they wanted to drive through the night about 10 hours and then arrive in the morning, and said that if I could meet them in their town, I could drive with them. I instead elected to just fly over and meet them there, since I live so close to an airport.
Yeah.
The day before the trip, she texted me a link to book some tickets to a museum that her and her friend booked. She told me to book it for 2 p.m., which is when they booked for. When I clicked the link, the only time slot available was 8:35 a.m. I pretty much was like, whatever, I'll do something else while they're doing that.
That's rude of them not to book a third ticket and like just have her pay him back.
The night before the trip, I texted her asking how much I owed her for accommodations and whatever else that we are splitting. This is the second time I've asked her since, this is key, the second time I've asked since her friend was the one doing the bookings, and I just assumed I would send them my share when they told me how much it cost.
Yeah.
She didn't answer, but I just assumed she was sleeping to prepare for the long drive. The morning of the flight, 3 hours before her flight leaves, she tells me that I have to book my own hotel room because they're having a guy friend come with them and they invited him last minute.
On the girls' trip?
She sent me a link so I could book at the same hotel as them for the night, but all the rooms were fully booked.
What the fuck? How are you ever the asshole in this situation?
I searched around the area too, and all rooms were booked or very expensive.
This is an asshole friend. These aren't your friends. These friends are trying to break up with you, and they're doing the thing where they're making you break up with them.
This is like cruel.
This is mean. Yeah.
I really wanted to go, so I just kind of let it go and prepared myself for some extra money.
She still went through. Okay.
To spend extra money for a hotel room for myself in a different hotel. But on the way to the airport, I had a gut feeling I wasn't going to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So I turned around. This girl was smart.
Good for you.
Good vibes out there. Hey, good intuition out there. Good gut. Good gut. Good gut health.
Good read.
Good gut health. So I turned around and went home and sent her a text saying I was going to sit this one out because I was expecting a girl's trip. She's being short with me now, thinks I'm being unreasonable. Am I the asshole?
No, not at all. You know, when you're 23, I think that, like, so she was willing to be forgiving about all that. I think, because at first I was like, how the fuck is she still down to go? But now I'm like, oh yeah, I guess when I was 23, I just, you know, you don't know. You want to be with your friends. Yeah. That's an asshole group of friends.
I know everyone's going to agree, like, it's like, yeah, we all agree that they're the asshole and that this person's a nice person.
Yeah.
But what I really am very curious about is how would you repair this friendship, or would you just walk away?
I just walk away.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean,
10 years?
It doesn't sound like they're very considerate friends at all.
Yeah.
I just don't see, like, I just.
Okay, let me put it like this. As a person who, so when I was very young, I moved around a lot. And so I think I've always had problems.
Keeping a friend group
or like resolving situations instead of just moving away, which is what I did my whole life.
I see.
So I think if I look back on things and go, oh, I wish I had handled that better.
Right.
I go, oh man, I wish I had just said that and then booked it.
Okay, fine. She can say that. I do believe in communication. I don't like to just ghost somebody, like leave the friend group, like just like break up without telling them why.
Yeah.
Like I would tell her, hey, I think this was really rude and inconsiderate. And then, like, if she still wants to be a and, like, not respond, like, or be short with me, then, you know, that's on her. Balls in your court. I like to be a balls in your court person.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to throw the ball in your court. I'm not going to just leave you hanging.
You're not a shooter. You're a passer.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I mean,
I get what you're saying.
Went to an entirely different court. It's not even on the same
court.
You
get the points. I'll get the ball to you.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, if it's a team sport. So
it's a stressful thing to just to shoot. You, let me pass it to you.
Friendship is a team sport. Why? I'm not very tall.
I agree. Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to pass it to you.
Right. And then you expect it's all on me to score.
I'm going to tell you, I'm passing it to you because you're tall. That's clear communication. Now the ball's in your court, and I told you exactly what I expected from you.
If I don't score, is that on me?
Oh, yeah, you're a loser, but I'd still be your friend.
Okay. Thank you.
No, you know what I'm saying, though?
I do know what you're saying.
Like, I think that it's immature to just leave a friendship, like, without communicating why.
Yes.
I think that's super immature.
Agreed.
I'm so against ghosting. I've always said that. I just think it's, like, fucked up.
I can't say I've ever done it to a really close friend, but definitely in some tighter situations of situations where I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Like, what define, like, how close of a friend?
There was a chick that I was banging on. Pretty hard.
But I mean, okay, let me hear.
Pretty hardcore
banging. You don't have to tell me how hard you were banging her.
Hair pulling, spitting in the mouth.
We'll go through my stories next.
Neck standing, double feet neck standing.
What's double feet neck
Both
standing?
Both feet on her neck.
Damn, we've never done that.
Yeah, I was an animal.
Okay. Okay.
And then I would get a third foot that I got on Amazon.
All right. Move it along, pal.
No, like you know, I met someone else.
Yeah.
While I was with this chick that I was like, we were having fornication.
So you ghosted in.
And she, but not just ghosted. She sent me like a bunch of paragraphs about how she's in love with me and stuff. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not there. I don't know what to say except for be a douchebag. You know what I mean? So I was just like, and I just like, I noped out of it. And like, but like, I didn't say anything. So I think I did ghost.
That is ghosting, yeah. Stupid ass.
I think I am against ghosting though.
After having done it.
Yeah.
I like that you sample the things before you decide you're against it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Cause like you are against cheating, but you cheated on someone in high school. Luckily, like very young.
Yeah.
Doesn't really count. It's like a practice relationship.
Correct.
But like,
I've
never cheated on anyone.
I know. I did some sussery post high school too.
Okay.
But with my...
Yeah, I know this story.
To get revenge.
Yes, to
revenge. You know that revenge makes it okay.
That doesn't. Nope.
That's what my church said.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
My church
says it was okay.
You never cheated on the main. You cheat on the side chick.
I did cheat on the side.
Yeah.
I did cheat on the side chick.
So Steve has this pattern, and this really scared the shit out of me when we first started dating. Yeah. Sorry, tangent for a little bit. But so he did this twice in a row, and like he's telling me these stories, and I'm like putting it together because he just went through a breakup again when we started dating. So he has this pattern where he's with a chick he's in love with for a long time, like dated for like years, and then the chick breaks up with him, so he gets revenge by dating someone else right away.
Big time.
And then like the first chick that he's actually in love with gets jealous and like begs for him back, and like he kind of gets off on getting begged back for.
Oh yeah.
So then,
who doesn't?
So yeah, so this happened twice. Okay, twice. And then he gets broken up with a chick that he lived with for years. They had dogs together. She breaks up with him, and then we start dating. What the fuck do you think I am now?
Pretty good move.
I'm like, you're telling me these stories.
Baby, you're a chess piece.
It's like I'm a cow, and you're telling me about how you slaughtered all the other cows, and you're like, hey, good in this trailer. Like, just no, get in this trailer.
You know what you were? I thought you were a pawn, but you turned out to be a queen. And how about that?
Mark, cut that. That's almost good.
Mark, cut
it's
that
It's almost good, that, but I'm like, why didn't he know I was a queen right away? It's so fucked up.
No, but it turns out.
Oh.
It's like Disney teaches us, right?
This is romantic.
It's like Disney teaches you. It's like,
I didn't want this
like,
one.
Wait, Cinderella? Who dates Cinderella? She's the ugliest bitch on the planet. She's fucking.
She's cleaning.
She's got
cleaning
the floors,
stuff.
And she's got her elbows in buckets, and who gives a fuck about Cinderella?
She's
Cinderella.
A house cleaner.
Night and day, Cinderella in the buckets, on the kitchen, doing laundry.
Wow, you know all the songs.
Yeah.
That's
good. Like the back.
Cinderella.
Like they're tattooed on my body, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, she's wearing
a
pretty dress. She's not cleaning things.
Yeah.
She's a debutante.
She's in a
carriage.
She's
looking down on the servants,
mm-hmm.
right? She's like, hey, go get me another fucking egg.
That's me this morning to you.
Yeah. Hey, can I get another one of those hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah.
Chop, chop. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, the prince is like, oh, who's this bitch?
Yeah. So that's me?
That's you.
Cinderella.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
All right. I do fall asleep.
I saw you vacuuming and all kinds of stuff.
I do turn into a pumpkin at midnight.
You do.
So anyway, chick, you're not the asshole. I think this is a really good lesson early in your 20s, because this is going to happen a lot. And setting boundaries is a really good thing to learn early. And not being like not bending over backwards for people that don't respect you. So good for you, man.
Good for you, man.
You're not an asshole.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This one. All right, I have some interesting thoughts on this one. Am I the asshole for refusing to get my tattoo laser removed or covered up after my boyfriend asked me to? Loaded. Loaded. Ready? Loaded.
Okay.
I have a friendship tattoo. I'm a 23-year-old female.
Oh, wow. A lot of 23-year-old females in the house.
With my, yep, with my
female, if they're assholes.
With my female best friend, April.
Okay.
And my ex-boyfriend, Rory.
Rory.
I know, right? I'm like,
sounds like an Australian last name or first name.
As the three of us were best friends from the moment we saw each other in high school when we were 14, I got together with my ex when we were 17 and got the tattoo when we were 18.
Okay.
We stayed together. I stayed together with Rory for 3 years,
okay,
then broke up. And now after another 3 years, we're still friends. So it never really occurred to me to do anything about the tattoo, which we all got together. It means a lot to me. Nothing special though, just a triangle with three dots inside representing the three of us. No one would ever guess what it is. All of us have it on the back of our legs, which I think is a very poor place for a tattoo, personally. But anyway.
Like thigh or the
back of our leg. Calf. Like maybe calf, maybe back of the knee, maybe
but
back
not,
of the ankle.
Not thigh.
Back of the legs, that's what it says.
Yeah, but hopefully not thigh.
Got together with my current boyfriend, 24 male, a few months ago. Made it clear from the start that I'm still friends with my ex. Nothing's going to change that. Okay.
Oh.
Nothing's going to change that.
Oh, okay.
I see him about 2 to 3 times per year because he moved to a different country. So it shouldn't cause much of an issue anyway. So my boyfriend, let's call him Edward,
okay,
was very chill about this. So I agreed to actually get together instead of just dating. What does that mean?
Like exclusive?
Right.
Like instead of just going on dates?
Right.
Dating's like the talking stage.
Right. Fast forward a week ago, he noticed the tattoo on the back of my leg and asked if it had any meaning. So I told him the three dots are me, April, and Rory, and we still have this. We all have the same tattoo. Hearing this, Edward got super upset, and after a heated argument, told me if I truly loved him, I would immediately get it either removed or covered up. Damn. Now, there's absolutely no way I'm doing that. I told him so. We haven't talked since. I'm honestly starting to question whether I'm in the right for wanting to keep my only tattoo as it is. I love Edward, but it doesn't sit right with me to remove something important to me just so he'd stay with me. I also don't understand why it made him so upset, since he knows I'm still friends with Rory. He refuses to talk to me until I get that thing removed. I told him he's being pathetic.
Good.
And to think through this again. We're still not talking about it, and it's either I get an appointment or we break up. He won't change his mind. Am I the asshole?
No.
Boom.
No.
Okay, I have to say.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't think he was the asshole until he got so rigid about it at the end. He's like, get an appointment or the fuck, we're not even talking. Like, that's just weird.
So you think he wasn't... Wait, at what point did you not think he was the asshole?
All the way till the very end.
So like when he originally said, get it removed, you were like, that's fine, request.
I think the whole like, hey, like get it adjusted.
Adjusted?
Yeah, get it adjusted.
What does that mean?
Like
he didn't
like,
say adjusted.
Put like four more dots in it, and then it's like the constellation of the seven sisters or some bullshit.
He didn't say that.
Well, he said adjusted. He did.
No, he didn't. He wanted it removed.
What? You what? No, he said, if I truly loved him, I would either get it removed or covered up. Well, covered up with the four dots, and then it's the seven sisters, like the constellation.
Oh, I see. So like, you cover it up with a different tattoo.
Yeah, but just put a bunch of little dots in there. It's like the easiest thing you ever did. Probably won't even cost you $20.
No, why are you so insecure that you need me to change my body, like my tattoo?
Oh, because it has your ex on it.
It doesn't though. It's just a dot.
No. That's your ex. Right
no,
there.
It's not.
That
it's
one's
a
your
dot.
Ex. Which
that's not my. Dot.
Which dot's your ex? Which dot's your ex?
That one.
That's one I want you to remove or add a dot next to it.
Well, you just make it into a circle. I don't like any ultimatums about changing my body, something that I did before you, like something that's permanently on me, something that, especially something that I don't even want to remove.
And she says it's still a friend. What are your thoughts on that?
Rory. Okay, these are two separate issues, but she said that he was okay with them being friends.
He did.
See, in our relationship, we established from the beginning that we don't really enjoy the whole ex being friends thing.
Yeah.
And like,
neither of us do.
Yeah, and like I before was being real chill girl in all my previous relationships because like I don't want to control who people hang out with. I don't want to be insecure about like, you know, or like seem like I'm jealous of their ex or whatever. So I was like very like, yeah, sure, you could be. It's all totally fine. And then Steve was like, why is it fine? I'm like, I don't fucking know, because everyone says it's fine. But yeah. Like, we both actually agreed that we don't really like it. So that's our relationship.
Would you say that we both agreed, or did I just convince you over time?
I would say
I wore you down, okay, you think, so, and programmed you.
So I guess definition wise, yeah, of friends, like my ex-boyfriend from high school, I have spoken to maybe once every 10 years. And like,
I want to see the logs.
And it's not ever like there's no romantic anything, insinuation or anything. We dated when we were 15. It's completely like not.
If it is like that, then just show me like the messages. Then just show it to me.
Oh fuck.
Why are you saying oh fuck? Why are you saying oh fuck so much?
Let me just review them first.
Oh, is this like when you're having a panic attack that has nothing to do with what we're talking about? Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so like I never talked to him, but in my head, like, we're on friendly terms, right? If I saw him in a room, I'd be like, hey,
yeah, you know, totally.
Like, we're on friendly terms.
Totally.
But
you're not going to get dinner.
Exactly.
With the guy.
That's something different. Like, and that's what my exes used to do with their exes. Like, hey, I'm getting dinner with my ex. Why?
Why?
Like, why? We barely go to dinner.
I used to bang him. Like, I'm not banging him now.
We barely go to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, and I think it's like partly a thing where even if they're not into their ex still, it's like they want their ex to see how good they're doing now, or like some shit. There's always some little, like, there's a little underlying ego thing going on. But anyway, point being, like, if you're friendly with your ex is different than being friends with your ex.
Yeah.
I think that's a distinct difference. Like, when you carve out time to spend time with your ex, that's weird to me. But some relationships are okay with it. And I'm not judging.
I'm not either. I'm not judging it at all.
Because some people are like, I don't know, they're really like social, like, I don't know. I don't really have to justify their relationship.
Some people can compartmentalize shit well.
It's an agreement between two people. And so when they got together, this couple, he said he's fine with her being friends with her ex. And yeah. So that's their agreement. They already agreed on that. And that's fine. To tell her to remove a thing on her body that is, first of all, painful, second of all, expensive, third of all, never really looks like it's gone. It's like a scar now. Like, you're telling me to mar my body because you are a jealous fuck?
Okay, let me slippery slope this, because I think I've lost this argument. But I'm going to slippery slope this okay, so that I maybe have a shot at winning
right,
this argument.
Try.
Okay, let's say I have one of my ex's name on my fucking knee.
That's different.
Well, that's why I'm slippery sloping it.
But I would ask right away. Does she still mean something to you?
Rory is this chick I was dating on.
But I don't know. I don't have a problem asking someone to remove something. It would probably bother me.
Yeah.
It would definitely bother me that some other girl, like, I am seeing it all the time, like some other girl's name on your leg. It would bother me.
Right.
But to ask someone to physically remove it, like, not on their own volition, like, if you knew it bothered me and you didn't want to remove it, like, you were just a stern fucking no, like, that's a different thing. Like, I can't force you to, otherwise you're going to resent me.
Look, I'll be so honest.
Yeah.
If you had three dots on you and one of them was a guy you were fucking on, I would be fucking pissed.
But 3 years ago?
What do you mean 3 years ago?
They broke up 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but like, yeah.
So it was a long ass time ago.
I don't care if one square inch on your body represents you fucking on somebody else.
So I guess the moral of the story is lie about your tattoo backstory.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
If it's not obvious, like a name, just lie about it.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, look,
start the relationship off with lies.
I know my shit. I'm a territorial person.
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be. You can't fucking surgically remove it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get a lobotomy or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it just is. I'm just in territory like that.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
So like, when we first started dating,
yes,
I don't think I have anything left anymore, but like, my ex would give me gifts and
yes,
stuff, and they were like sunglasses or like a necklace or like blah, blah, blah. And I liked those things because I picked them out, but he happened to be the one that gave them to me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother you?
No.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
If I did, I would care about that bracelet, and I don't.
This bracelet is my fuck perfect bracelet?
Oh, no, your other one that you used to have.
Oh,
the
yeah,
one that you used to have on there all
yeah,
the time. Yeah, but I didn't give a fuck about
yeah,
it. You explained it to me, and I was very mature about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Explain that.
Okay, so I had a bracelet That I just never took off. Like, it's literally in every TV show I've ever been on. It's Sterling Silver. For some reason, the wardrobe department never made me ever take it off. They're like, I actually like that bracelet. Every time they'd be like, yeah, usually when you are on a show or a commercial, they make you take off all your jewelry.
I had good taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm man enough to say.
Well, anyway, that was my first boyfriend, and he put it on my wrist, and he was like, whenever you feel alone, like, just know that you're very loved. And it was like a sweet moment. It was like general love. It wasn't like, just know I love you, like, forever. Yeah. It was very like, you're a loved person. And I like struggled with depression for a long time. So it was always like, that's like in the back of my mind, like when I had depression, but I didn't like always look at it and go, I'm loved. And I remembered him. It was like, it just became more part of me. Like, I had it on my wrist nonstop for like 10 years.
Till it broke.
Yeah, till it broke. And it broke like right after our wedding day.
Because you got some cheap ass China
shit. It broke right after our wedding day.
Something I would have never done.
Which is pretty like symbolic. Yeah, like, because I remember I took it off for our wedding just like, just in case it bothered you. But also like, nah, you know, I was wearing a wedding dress and like whatever. And like when I went to put it back on, it broke. So it was like there until I needed it. It was like, you now, my wedding ring reminds me that I'm always loved.
Boom,
sucker. Boom.
Hey, clip it, Mark. Clip it. Send it to the ex. Thank you, Mark.
That's when I moved up from being a pawn to a queen. That was the moment.
So absurd. God, I wish I was that cool. I really do wish I was that cool. There's a part of me that wishes I was that cool, where I'm like, we'll just see how far across the board I can get this pawn. Part of me wishes it.
A pawn can kill a queen.
No, pawn can become a queen. Literally,
no, it
if you
can't.
Get it all the way across the board. What are you
no,
talking about?
Can't.
You know chess? Baby, if there's an empty space at the other side of the board, it becomes a queen. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you pick it, and that's what I did.
I was thinking about checkers where he gets like, king me.
Well, that's why I'm playing chess and you're playing checkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very like, very straightforward, very like direct. Hey, I like you. You're a king to me from the beginning.
And I'm more like, hey, let's play a fucking game.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a game? That's my that's my thing.
Yeah, you're an asshole. You should write a Reddit thread. I told my now wife, we've been together for 10 years.
So stupid. It's so stupid. If you're new listening to this, I do love my wife. This is pure bits. But
this sounds really defensive now.
No, it's I get
He's got to like dig himself out of a hole now.
I get it.
If that's first time listener and they hear that, they're like, damn, this guy really
like,
hates
damn,
his wife.
This guy
really does not like his wife.
Exactly. Okay.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, more Am I the Asshole submission stories, as well as my husband being an asshole.
This is my therapy. I don't pay for a therapist. This is where I get my therapy. And so, yeah, get to dunk on my wife.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. So we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall, like it. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. You wanted to do it. Go ahead.
I just think I would have done it better.
You would have.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Steve Green. And we got Nick and Liam McGreen here.
That was so good.
Thank you. I mean, I've been working with a vocal trainer. And
it shows.
Yeah, get your radio voice. And I'm like,
no, I'm sorry. I tried to hijack that, that intro back.
You're talking to the voice in the mess right now. And, we're bottom of the fucking eighth. Okay, DeGrom steps up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Am I the Asshole continues now. And we hope that you bought whatever we told you to buy. Thank you so much.
Am I a big gaping butthole?
Exactly. Am I the asshole for telling my brother I won't be the best man at his wedding? My brother.
Okay.
Brother.
Juicy.
Listen, brother.
I won't be the best man at your wedding.
Comma.
Brother.
Perfect. My brother and I have never liked each other. We have we had a huge fight.
I like how it starts.
It's pretty great, right? We had a huge fight 3 years ago. Where I came out as gay.
Okay.
And he was angry about it.
What?
He said our deceased dad would be disappointed in me. This is like some real shit.
Yeah.
I told him that he's got some nerve because all he does is ruin people's lives and get women pregnant. Line of the night. Line of the fucking night.
Where is this? Is this like rural Arkansas? Sorry, no offense.
No, it's not. It's in metropolitan Alabama.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's better.
Have some respect.
Yeah.
After the fight, we both vowed to never speak to each other again.
Okay.
The most dramatic fight ever, apparently. Because, like, when you say, like, we will never speak again, like, who says that? But in, like, Romeo and Juliet and shit. Like, well, fucking Shakespeare writes that kind of dialogue.
I mean, it was very dramatic. Like, he's like, I don't accept you as a person, like, because you are gay. And then the other one's like, you get women pregnant and ruin their lives.
Ruin people's lives and get women pregnant.
Whose life is ruined? Maybe the child's.
And then it's like, we both agree we will never speak again. We doth agree.
Yeah, okay. We doth agree.
After, out of the blue yesterday, so this is sometime later.
Yeah.
Out of the blue yesterday, I get a call from him asking me to be the best man at his wedding.
What the fuck?
His closest friend passed away last year. So my mom feels it's, quote, only right for me to step in as his best man.
Oh, the mom wants it.
Since I'm his only brother. On the phone, he said... Let's let bygones be bygones. I need you. That didn't move me at all because he hasn't called me once in 3 years to make amends. Why would I go out of my way to do that?
Yeah,
I don't even know his fiance or kids.
Yeah, that's weird.
I declined and now my whole family's upset at me.
What?
Everyone's calling me selfish, saying I need to be the bigger person. I would be very uncomfortable going through this whole wedding process with people I basically don't know. Am I wrong or the asshole?
Just be like, hey, I'm gay. It's not respectful to this institution.
To be the best man.
Yeah, it's
to
not
be the best man.
Because didn't he say that the dad would have not liked him or whatever? So, like, yeah. If the family's not accepting of him, just I would use it as an excuse to get out then. Be like, sorry, I fucked dudes. I can't be there.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What?
Our dad would be disappointed if he knew who he was fucking on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If our father knew.
Homophobia in 2023 is wild to me.
It's wild, dude. If our dad only knew.
Yeah, he'd be rolling in his grave right now.
That when you look at guys, sometimes you have crushes instead of when you're looking at girls.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wild.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
the brother is basically a stranger now. Why would anyone even care? How come the family didn't care that they haven't talked in 3 years?
I know. That's the thing. I don't get how families immediately just completely pull the lever for the other side like that when it's been so murky.
Yeah.
Like they just immediately go on the other side, like off of an issue, off of one thing.
Yeah, I guess I've never been raised in a family that didn't look at both sides of something.
Same. Thank God.
Yeah.
That one's kind of easy, kind of a gimme, kind of a layup.
Yeah.
But
I'd have no trouble sleeping saying no to this.
Like, nah.
By the way, being a best man's expensive. You have to plan a bachelor party. So what, now he's got to like spend all his time planning his brother's bachelor party and all kinds of shit when he doesn't even like his brother or speak to his brother and they haven't made up or apologized.
Facts.
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, this one. Am I the asshole for not doing anything hostessy for my in-laws' visit, given I am 3 weeks postpartum?
What? No. Like, literally no from the title?
Do I need to read it?
I mean, if it's just pretty, like, straightforward like that. Like, I didn't...
It's pretty straightforward.
I didn't make their bed or do their laundry or cook dinner because I just had a baby ripped out of my body.
This one will just make you mad. Maybe we should just move on.
Yeah. I'm already mad.
Yeah. This one, I knew would make you mad.
Yeah.
But I think we're good. We'll move on.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you're not the asshole.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck do you get there? How do you get there? How do the in-laws impose like that?
Yeah, unless the in-laws are like, we want to come over and make you dinner and make sure
they're like, we're going to need this.
No.
And it's like, what?
Yeah, how
and
would
like,
you?
By the way, even if you're not postpartum, being like that, like you got a writer? Like if I show up, there better be 2 orange juices in the fridge.
Oh, that's how it was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of wild.
All right. Yeah, we already know that one. That's too easy.
Yeah. Okay, I got the next one. Here we go.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for giving away an expensive KitchenAid stand mixer?
Ooh, those things are good.
Those things are sick. Yeah. That my dad got me for my birthday because I thought it looked extremely ugly.
What?
This is tough, right?
They're not ugly at all.
I know, right?
Okay, but okay, go on.
Okay, but.
Person of no taste.
Get ready.
Go on.
No, get ready.
Okay. Is it red?
No.
Okay.
For my 24th birthday. My dad got me a gray metal KitchenAid stand mixer for my apartment. What do you think about gray metal?
I can't picture it. I mean, just steel? Like stainless steel?
I don't know because it says gray metal. So I'm assuming.
Yeah. Like the stainless
steel. It's like pretty gray.
Was it painted gray
if it's stainless steel? It's not gray.
But maybe she just doesn't know.
It's probably painted gray. You know how they paint them red? It's probably painted gray.
But that's what I was. But I don't. I think it's just stainless steel because I can't picture a version that's gray.
I don't know why they would make it.
I mean, I could Google it right now to see if there's gray ones.
I'm already on it.
I don't think there's gray ones. I think it's just a steel. She said gray metal. Like she just doesn't know. It's called stainless steel.
No, they make them gray.
It says gray metal.
Babe, they make them gray.
She said gray metal.
Life thoughts.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, it's not bad. Especially if you live in an apartment. It's not like your apartment looks stunning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think that it looks like it would go in any kitchen. It doesn't look...
I kind of agree. I kind of get why he did it.
It's kind of masculine, I guess. Maybe you can make an argument for that.
Okay, so it's about $700.
Okay.
She's like, I did not ask for this. And honestly, I freaking hate the color. It does not match anything in my place. It's also too big. I gave it to my friend who liked it.
It's kind of too big for an apartment.
It's big. I gave it to my friend. They don't have deep counters in those
apartments. Yeah.
I gave it to my friend who liked it. It was moving to a different state. My boyfriend then got me a cute black stand mixer that fit into my apartment a lot better. So that's what I have. My dad was over last night. He noticed the gray stand mixer was gone and replaced by the black one. He asked me where it was, and I told him the truth. Namely, that I thought
that Gray was ugly. So I gave it to my friend.
That truthfulness.
And my boyfriend got me the black one instead. My dad was shocked. And so the Gray stand mixer cost a lot and he thought I would have liked it. So that's why he gave it to me as a present. Maybe here's where I'm the asshole. I said if he would have been more observant, he would have known that I absolutely hate the color gray.
No, you kind of are the asshole.
This hurts me. It's my least favorite color.
No.
And everyone in my life that knows me knows that.
No, that
the
hurts.
The death knell. No. Bury him.
That's mean.
Pour the concrete and bury this man. This man lies in rest.
Eek.
I honestly wasn't trying to be rude. I was just stating a fact. But my mom called me today and told me that really hurt my dad.
Yeah. I mean,
I need to apologize for throwing away a thoughtful birthday gift my dad had put a lot of money and thought into. I don't think that's necessary. Oh, this is where she lost me.
She lost me a couple of lines ago.
I think after my dad gave me the stand mixer, it became mine. I could do anything with it. And I didn't throw it away. I gave it to a friend.
Ooh. That is true. That is true about gifts.
She's not wrong about gifts.
Why'd she have to
rub it in.
Yeah, that like
and set it on fire.
I have a friend that does that, puts things like this when she just, what? I'm being real, but it's like, okay, but like you didn't have to, you could have just said,
just say that
it doesn't fit in the apartment, right. And like my friend needed one, so I let them have it, you know, and she really
liked
it.
Yeah, but like I'm being real and honest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, cool, dude, that's why people think you're an asshole.
Like you made it personal when you're like, maybe if you were more observant, you would know that everybody in my life knows I hate gray. I actually hated the gift you got me. I hated it. Yeah. Like, that's really mean.
Yeah. And it's like, this is why people don't want to hang with you that much.
Yeah. It makes me cry as the dad. Like, I
feel so bad for the dad.
I feel so bad.
You know what? You know what it reminds me of? And this sucks, but I was a child.
Uh-huh.
I remember my friend Zach in my neighborhood had a Batman toy that I thought was sick. And I remember telling my mom that my friend Zach's Batman toy was so sick. And then my birthday comes. And she got me this Batman Returns like submarine thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't the Batman toy that I wanted. So I cried and I was like, this isn't the toy I wanted. And I remember just the disappointment on my mom's face, like, because she thought that she nailed it.
Yeah.
And like, just, I'll never forget that
kids
shit.
Are...
And I was like 8 years old.
Okay, kids are allowed to
I know, but I would never do this.
I know, but that's how you learn.
Exactly.
Like, you learn
that's
from
true.
Doing shit and like seeing
being
the disappointment. And then
yeah,
you're
and
like,
then
you're going,
oh, I didn't,
wait,
did
what
I
made
that?
Her feel, what made her feel that way? Oh, it's because it hurt her feelings because she thought I nailed it. And then like, then you understand other people's feelings and why they would feel that way.
As an adult, I have apologized to my mom about that so many times. And she just laughs about it now because she really doesn't remember barely.
Mm-hmm.
But man.
Kills you.
It kills me.
Yeah.
Kills me. Like when I killed the snake, kills me.
Yeah. I just thought about that, but yeah. I didn't want to bring it up.
No. I think about that often too.
Yeah. He killed a snake once.
I killed a snake
but
one
it was
time.
A very harmless snake. He I thought it was going to kill his dog.
I thought it could be poisonous and could hurt my dog, so I killed it. But honestly, I just think I was just trying to be a tough fucking man, little man mm-hmm. bitch instead. And I killed a snake. I killed a garter snake. And like, oh, I'm such an animal person. I would have never done it. In the history of time or space, if I had known.
I feel that.
And I didn't know, and I think about it all the time.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it hurts me.
Glad I don't have those kind of skeletons in my closet.
That's a big one. It's a big one for me.
I've definitely done the thing where, like, not being appreciative of a gift, but I can't think of a big one, really. Like, the only one that sticks out to me is at Christmas time. My auntie Melanie was very thoughtful. She loves kids and she can't wait to like wrap a bunch of gifts for the kids, right? And like I'm the oldest kid, but I was like 6 at the time. So like I'm the most fun to shop for because all the other kids are like 2. And so it's like way more fun to shop for a 6-year-old. And I open the gift and she doesn't have like a lot of money. She's like 20, you know, like, but I open the gift and it's a coloring book and crayons. But she got me the same coloring book for my birthday. And I was like, you already got me this. And then my family was like, hey, like that's to, like, just say thank
that's so
you.
Funny.
And then I was like, oh shit. Like
you're
I
so
should've,
matter of fact, though.
I should've just said thank you. But like, that's how I learned, you know, like it's like, well, I just saw the coloring book. I was like, I already have this. Oh yeah, you gave it to me on my birthday. Cause I remember getting it and I like mm-hmm. it. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Just didn't want two of them.
Why not?
Yeah, and she was like, that was like one of the only gifts that she like, she was like excited for me to open.
I
was like, oh man.
Apparently she was so excited she got it twice.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Like, I'll color it again.
Yeah. I think this chick is the asshole because
yeah.
you're being an asshole if you just don't own it.
Like,
you gotta just own it and go, oh man, I didn't realize I hurt your feelings that much.
It's not like her dad was coming down on her about it. It was just like,
yeah. He actually let the mom know. He let the mom know. And then the mom was like, I think you should say something. Like, it's not like he's like, hey, you're fucked up. Fuck you. He's like, oh man.
He went and put his tail between his legs and like, you know, was licking his,
up to his wife about
his wounds. Yeah.
Jesus.
I could see that, like you doing that, like getting hurt about something and then telling me, and I'm like, hey, like your dad, like, really put a lot of thought into that. Thought he would like it. Especially a girl, like dads and daughters, like you, I know, like you would think that that was a sick ass gift for your daughter. Like, you spent $700 on it.
I would have known her color though. I would have known.
Yeah. You'd like to think that.
I do know that.
Yeah, that's true. I could see you knowing the color.
I do know that. No, you know why? I'm not the most, I don't remember everything.
Yeah.
But I do make notes for myself so that I can cheat.
Can I say, okay, am I the asshole here? Because I think that this is kind of a similar situation, but I don't know. Let me know.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so I had an asshole ex-boyfriend. Well, let me not give you biases. I had an ex-boyfriend and he like was, he didn't treat me very well.
Okay.
But and when he would not treat me well, he would then make up for it by trying to buy me gifts or like doing something like special or whatever. And so he put together this dinner. He's like, I'm making dinner tonight, you know, don't worry about it. And it starts off with salad, just plain salad. I hate salad.
You do hate salad.
Hate salad. Like, that's the number one first thing I say to you when we went to a restaurant. It's like, yeah, I fucking hate, because you like salad. And I'm like, I don't like salad.
I do like salad.
And it's not even like, so usually if I get a salad, I'm eating all the things out of the salad, but I leave all the leaves because I think they're gross. Mm. I don't like salads. And so it starts off with that. And I'm like, okay, I'm eating it to be polite. So then he's cooking food and then he comes out and he made burgers. It's like the second thing
he just cooked for himself.
Like this was back when I ate meat, but I didn't like burgers. I didn't like ground meat. I didn't like I didn't like burgers.
You like fucking rack of lamb.
Yeah, like, well,
and I'm like, it's for us, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Now, like, yeah, yeah, exactly. So he makes these burgers, and it's, first of all, it's fucking dry, and also I just don't like burgers. Like, I was not a picky eater at this time. Like, I ate pretty much everything except for like five foods, and he like makes a salad and then makes burgers, and we had been together for a year and a half at this point, and I'm like trying to be polite, but I'm like, I just stopped eating like after two bites, and he's like, why aren't you eating? And I'm like, yeah, I don't like burgers, you know, I don't like salad and I don't like burgers. I ate the salad because I was trying to be nice, but like, I've never liked burgers, and he got like really hurt about it.
Good, he got to eat it.
But he never listened to me. Like, he wanted to look like a good guy all the time. And I remember him bitching about his ex-girlfriend who he was like, yeah, I would make her dinner and she'd like complain about the napkins or something. And I'm like, was this that? Like, she just didn't consider
he
what
just made
she,
himself shit. And
yeah,
then he,
exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
He made himself some
He's
shit
looking forward to
and he
himself
wants to look
shit.
Good for good for it. And he did the same thing on Valentine's Day. He like copy pasted, like basically like painted over, he traced a drawing of a Simpsons scene and then painted it. And I don't even watch the Simpsons
ever.
He's obsessed with the Simpsons.
You don't like the Simpsons.
It's not like I don't like them. I used to watch them as a kid. But he's obsessed with the Simpsons. And then he makes me like a Valentine's Day card of a scene from the Simpsons. And it's an inside joke from the Simpsons. And I don't know the Simpsons. Like, how the fuck? I'm like, and so I was like, yeah, at least he made me something, because the year before he didn't even get me shit. But like, he made me a card this time. But like, why is it like the thing you like for my gift?
Because he's a narcissist.
For my gift.
What are you talking about? We
That's
know that.
That's all. It feels like I'm being unappreciative.
Yeah, yeah, you're being a bitch, though.
You
yeah.
know? But I think that's a completely different scenario than my aunt with the coloring books. Like, that one, I feel like I was the asshole, but I was a kid. Yeah. And then this one, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of an asshole for not being polite, I guess. But like, also, how could you make me the two foods I don't like out of five foods in the universe I don't like? You made two of them.
Dude, it took years for Nikki to even like want a burger, and it took us moving to where we lived in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
And we had to be, we were like across the street from this place called, what the fuck was it called?
Habit?
The Habit.
Yeah.
And that
I didn't eat burgers from the Habit.
But you would eat the chicken sandwich from
there. The chicken sandwich. And, I like chicken sandwiches.
That is the first time you ever even wanted to go to a place that serves burgers.
Yeah, a burger place. Yeah.
Which was like crazy. I remember when that happened, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome, because I'm a burger guy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah, and I knew that they had like teriyaki chicken sandwiches with avocado. Like that sounds dope
and
to
it
me.
And pineapple on it.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want there. Like it's not just burgers. Like going to In-N-Out sucks because I had to get grilled cheeses and it's from the secret menu and I don't even like their french fries, but I would get them just to eat something if we had to go to In-N-Out.
We didn't go.
I just don't like burgers, okay?
It's okay. It's a lot.
So am I the asshole? Let me know in the comments.
For not liking burgers, yes, but
I've been eating Impossible burgers sometimes.
Yeah, but
if there's no other options. It's not like my favorite.
Have I ever surprised you making you an Impossible burger? Never. I would never do that.
No.
Just
didn't. I don't like them.
I know.
I don't like burgers.
It's allowed. It's strangely allowed.
Okay.
You live in America,
but you feel really bad about it.
Yeah.
But like, I can't help what I like.
What don't you like?
I wasn't rude, I don't think. He asked me why I wasn't finishing the burger, and I told him the truth is that I don't like burgers, and I never have, and I've been vocal about it.
And you said it was dry.
It was dry.
And she used to eat steak back then, so like...
Yeah, I used to eat meat back then. Yeah, it wasn't about the meat.
Just about the
Didn't like
ground the combo. Didn't like the combo.
I don't like it. Anyway.
All right, this next one might have some controversy.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Am I the asshole for warning my sister about her misogynistic boyfriend?
Wait, warning him? Warning her?
Warning her.
Okay.
My sister, 21 female, has a new boyfriend, 36 male.
Big age gap.
Yep. They met 3 months ago at a nightclub. He owns a large-scale cleaning business, which he inherited from his father. He makes a lot of money, has a huge ego. Up until now, my sister has had 2 boyfriends. Both of them were around her age. She was single for a year before she met her current boyfriend, though. My biggest problem with him, besides the fact that he's 15 years older than her, is the fact that he's a raging misogynist.
Okay.
I've only met him once, but he left an extremely bad impression on me. The 3 of us were having dinner, and somehow the topic of the war in Ukraine came up. We were discussing how it's so unfortunate that so many people have lost their lives. At one point, my sister's boyfriend said something to the effect of, "Yeah, isn't it funny how women always demand equal pay and treatment, but when things get hot, they are the first to flee and men have to deal with everything alone." My sister laughed uncomfortably and I didn't know how to react, so I kept silent. She also shared with me previously that a few times they were about to go out, he made comments about her dress being too revealing and she's had to change her outfit. She's 21, it's only natural she would dress in such a way. The other day, me and my sister were having coffee at my apartment. I decided it would be a good time to raise my concerns. I pointed out all the red flags that I'm seeing in this guy. My sister currently studies law. She's worked really hard to get into a good college. I told her that if things get more serious, he will 100% force her to quit her career and be a stay-at-home wife. My sister got angry after hearing these comments and accused me of being jealous because she's found somebody so successful and good-looking who's going to take care of her. For the record, I've been single for the past few years, but it's because of personal preference. Then she stormed out of my apartment. She also hasn't returned any of my calls for 2 days. It's a lot to suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of supposing.
Exactly.
For me.
To jump that far?
Jumping all the way across the pond.
Like, maybe there's some comments that rubbed you the wrong way, but that doesn't just blanket make this guy a misogynist.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how women always demand equal pay treatment, but when things get hot, they're the first to flee and men have to deal with everything alone? That's like a stupid observation, if anything.
That's generalizing. That's a stupid thing to say because like usually it's like, hey, let's get the women and children out of here because it's a war zone and we need to fight in this war. So like, it sounds dumb.
That's like, yeah, isn't it funny how women always say like, hey, like, can't we be equal? But then on the Titanic,
but, yeah,
they're happy to get in the lifeboat. It's like, yeah, it's like maybe like 80-year-old comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
But is it like he's therefore the biggest, like he's the misogynist and all this shit? Like, that's a leap, bro.
Also,
that's a judgy leap.
The like revealing things, I don't know what her outfit looked like, but like, Maybe he's just a little bit more of a traditional guy, like a very conservative guy, you know. And I'm not saying that you should tell women or tell either partner should tell each other how to dress. But if Steve made a request that I, you know, put on something to cover up a little bit because
I can't imagine I ever would.
Titties would were falling out or something. Maybe.
Sure, but that's to help you out.
Well, sure, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying is that her feel controlled? Because that's right. Different. If that's she true. Feels very controlled by what she can and can't wear,
yes.
And who she can and can't spend her time
if
with.
If I'm like, hey, babe, your titties are coming out, just so you know.
Yeah.
I would. By the way. The only thing I ever want to control when it comes to Nikki's clothing is let's look hot as fuck.
Yeah, he wants more ass. Wants more skin showing.
Let's go.
He's like, you need to dress with more
trash.
Skin showing.
I'm like, can you? I know you're wearing trash, but can you dump trash on your head?
Can you dump even more trash?
Yeah.
Can you rip the trash down the middle of the cleavage part?
And then can you open up our kitchen closet and put that trash can on your head?
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah, he loves trash.
I love it.
He wants me to look... He'd prefer me to have mascara running down my face.
Yes.
Like, if I happen to cry about something, like maybe I lost my keys or something, then my mascara is running down my face. He just wants to bone stupid. Immediately. Yeah. He has a full boner ready to go.
So stupid.
So, yeah, I think that those kind of things are completely couple dependent and context dependent. Like, how was it said? Did it make her very uncomfortable? Like, what?
Yeah, of
course. It's not. It's only natural. She would wear skin tight clothing because she's 21. Like, why? What does that mean? When I was 21, sometimes I would, sometimes I wouldn't, yeah. Depending on how I felt. Like, it's not like that was our only options of clothing.
Correct.
Like, you have options of clothing. But yeah, partner is like. Making you uncomfortable and imposing.
But this chick wasn't. She's like, what? She's like talking to her sister and she's like, I don't feel that way at
all.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so
that's
this
what
chick
sounds
is imposing
like.
Her
exactly.
view from a one, she had one chance to meet the cat too.
Yeah.
Like that sucks.
He said something off and that rubbed you the wrong way. Doesn't mean he's like a whole ass shitty person, throw the whole man away. Like who knows? Like, and maybe he does have a big ego. I don't know. Okay, that's not your type. So that's not your type.
Right.
Some girls are like, fine. Like, yeah, like I like that he has confidence or whatever. Like,
you never know.
So yeah, I can't really say. It sounds like you're the asshole.
It does sound like she's
from
the asshole.
From the information I've been given, it sounds
like
you're the asshole.
You just go, dude, blanket statement. Can't date this guy.
Yeah.
Red flag, red flag, red flag.
And also
he's an
you
asshole.
Can't go, well, if he does turn out to be a misogynist, see, I told you. It's like, well, based off this little bit of information you've given, it sounds like you're the asshole.
A little bit.
But yeah, I guess time will tell. And also, it's your sister's relationship. If she doesn't feel uncomfortable, who the fuck are you to say, like,
that's the thing.
Get out of
you
the relationship.
You need your entire opinion to be validated by your sister's relationship status.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like.
And that's why your sister thinks you're jealous and insecure.
And that's where, like, look, I have the same issue with dads who do this bullshit where they're like, hey, you've messed with my daughter. I'm going to have to fucking mess with you, bud.
Yeah.
And like, all this kind of shit. And it's like, dude. You are such a pussy. First of all, number one, you're a pussy. Number two, you're making it all about you. You're a narcissist. Like, and yeah, that is supposing a lot. But like, they do that because they want the daughter to have to make it about the dad too. Like, they do this stupid thing where it's like, I want you to make sure that, you know, you're being respectful and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, no. If a guy is just with a chick, like he should already have that baseline.
Yeah.
But these guys go too far. They're like, I have a shotgun and all this shit. And it's like, dude, we get it, right? You're a tough dude.
I can't wait to see what you're like if we have a daughter
and she
brings home a boyfriend.
Hopefully. Well, I'm a self-aware person.
Yeah.
I know that guys fall for this
shit. Seething inside.
I know that guys fall for this shit, right?
Yeah.
Where they make it about them.
Yeah.
So I will overly try to make sure that I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that shit bothers me personally.
Yeah.
Because one of the times that, you know, I had a friend, I was dating this chick very briefly, and her friend comes up to me in a club, and she's like, she's my fucking friend, and I swear to God if you heard her. And I was like, awesome. I will literally never talk to this chick after this because of you. I want you to know it was you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be very transparent with you. I don't know this chick for 9 hours.
Yeah.
You're doing this shit to me? Guess what? You just ruined this for your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why are you like this?
Yeah.
Why are you making it about you?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be like, oh, like Sarah's got to fucking rubber stamp this situation or else it's over.
It does seem
that
way.
Guess what, Sarah? You made it about you and now it's over. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But that's
And that's what happens, right? People make it about them. So it's like, it's about the dad's rubber stamp now.
Yeah.
And the guy has to cater to the dad to make sure he gets his rubber stamp. And the mom who's like overly subservient to the dad is like, well, that's just how it is. And it's like, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
It should be about, does your daughter like him? If you don't.
Is she happy?
Is she happy?
Yeah.
And if you don't, then that's between you and him to suss out.
Yeah.
But you don't involve your daughter like
exactly.
that. That's bullshit to me.
I
that's
preach.
Guilt trip bullshit preach. To me. I hate that shit. There's nothing I hate more than that, maybe. As a man.
I know, you've said that from the beginning.
It drives me bananas.
Even though I'm pretty sure that my dad probably said something.
Your dad said it as a joke.
Okay.
Your dad was awesome.
Good.
If your dad wasn't awesome, me and him would have had
no,
a
No, I know.
Thing.
You got, my dad has never liked anyone before you.
Dude,
like,
your dad's a man.
My dad has hated every single boyfriend I've ever brought home. I'm always like trembling. But I knew that he'd like you because you're so much like him in the like respect
you,
department.
You have to respect the guy.
Yeah.
Respect doesn't mean I gotta fucking lay down and let him walk on my back.
Like, I never thought my dad would go to Costco with anyone I was with. Like,
Costco he just, and Best Buy.
Yeah, you guys just like go hang out together.
He's the man. I love yeah. your dad. He's yeah. honestly the man. I love him. I, you know, and my dad's the man too. I love the men in my life.
Yeah, I love hanging out with your mom.
They're awesome. Yeah, my mom's the best. I mean, but I'm so fortunate to have your dad and my dad. Like,
yeah.
I'm very, very fortunate person to have those great examples.
Yeah.
And like learning about life, you know, the way that your dad brought you guys up is very similar to how my dad brought
yeah,
us up. And it's
very
like,
similar
childhoods. It's just
childhoods.
Awesome. It's just awesome. So, but yeah, I just don't like that. That's a particular faux
yeah,
pas.
People make it about them.
They make it about them.
Yeah.
And I know what they're doing because I am a theater kid. And I know how to make things about me. You know what I mean? And it's a personal personal hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like when you make salad and burgers and you say it's for your girlfriend, but it's really for fucking you.
So transparent. Dude, I used to take chicks to El Compadre. First date, take them to El Compadre. You know why? I had no fucking money. If I'm taking these chicks out, I'm taking them somewhere I want
to
go.
To me, El Compadre was expensive.
It was expensive.
When you took me there, I was like, I'm getting treated.
Well, I took you there because I was like, first of all, it's my favorite restaurant of
it's
all
your
time.
Your favorite restaurant.
But then second of all,
like, I could barely get my exes to take me to like to fucking Chipotle.
Well, look, I always preface it with, like, do you like Mexican food? So at least if they're like, no, then I'm like, okay, well, I won't take them to El Compadre.
I'm pretty sure I told you I didn't, but.
You didn't actually.
I didn't?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I didn't tell you till later.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I liked Mexican food. I just had too much of it growing up.
I understand.
Up, so I,
you're in Santa
got
Barbara.
Too, I got sick of it.
I understand.
Not, it's no offense to Mexican food. It's great food. I got sick of the it's cooked in lard a lot of times, so it
Look,
gave me a
the
stomachache.
Food, by the way, El Compadre, love you guys, shout out, but like my love of El Compadre is the margaritas and the salsa.
Yeah.
It's less the food, but
yeah.
like, yeah, you know.
Same. So I love margaritas and Mexican fucking, food places make the best margaritas.
They do. And El Compadre makes the best margaritas.
Yeah.
And the best
I like flan and Spanish rice.
Yeah, look, I've had better Mexican food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many other places, but El Compadre just puts it all together in a nice little way for me. Anywhom, we're out.
Anywhom,
that's
let us know who you think was the assholes or not. These were kind of easy ones, I think.
I think there was some controversy at the end.
Controversy
but people
at the end,
suss
maybe
it out
a little bit,
own.
maybe. But let me know
yeah.
If you thought that your opinion differed in any way, or if you have experiences where you think maybe I was the asshole in this. Let me know.
And if you listen to the show a day later, it's because you're on our Patreon.
Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI.
And we appreciate you so much. And check out Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, exclusively on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And we
free
roll
poker
tournaments
and live streams.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
And we'll see you guys in the next one. We hope you're all well. Good night and bye-bye.
Peace.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.